If you are reaching maybe your 30s, or you start caring about your psychological and physical well-being, it's time to take a look at yourself and decide which habits are worthwhile keeping and which are weighing you down and ought to be shaken off right now. Well, I'm more interested in the unhealthy habits, because I think it's kind of easy to point out the wrong and say, yeah, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Number one bad habit is comparing yourself to others. So when you compare yourself to others, you do damage to your sense of self-respect. By undertaking the game of comparison, you're bound to end up feeling envious and low in confidence. And comparing yourself to others is also not very effective as the affront that others present in public may mask what they are really feeling or going through. I mean, this is the shortcoming or the potential damage that you could happen to you when you compare to others that's better than you. But also, when you compare to someone that's not doing as well as you are, it's also damaging, and it makes you feel like maybe feel you are bigger than yourself.
That's right. Boost your ego too much.
Yeah, Jessica, what do you think is one of those unhealthy habits that one could live without?
There are many that are listed. I have two I would love to talk about. The first one, having irregular sleeping habits. You know, you should probably shed those in your 30s.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I feel like if I start to go to bed at 9 p.m. and wake up at 5 a.m., I'm going to feel like an old person. This is not something I want to do. But something that I do think people should pay attention to is abusing your feet, especially the girls. I feel like we're oftentimes required to wear high heels, and that's all well and good. But, you know, when you want to go out and wear these fancy shoes that hurt your feet at the end of the night, do that rarely rather than all the time. Why show up to your office job in stiletto heels when maybe you don't really need to?
Yeah, well, that's a really good point. And if you wear high heels, stilettos, this beautiful pumps, you pay a price, and it could be blisters. And I remember reading this post online by Victoria Beckham. She actually had to go through surgery to get her toes fixed.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's known for loving to be in those sky-high heels. Mm. Yeah, so I totally agree with you. And also, like, I know some runners who, like, you reach a certain age, and marathon apparently becomes one of the things on the bucket list. And this is actually one of the features of the Chinese middle class, that you have to run a marathon. And without good shoes, proper shoes, and instruction, some people get their tendons injured, their feet injured, and that's really no good. So really take good care of yourself. And one thing that I like, or actually I'd like to highlight here, is that one unhealthy thing is closing off from those you love. That is, yeah, I think once you reach a certain age, like, you know, you're no longer a teenager, maybe you've been in relationships and stuff, and maybe you've been in some unhappy ones, and it costs you, it consumes you, and you might not feel particularly positive about what's coming up next. Or maybe you're wondering, gosh, where is this guy or where is that girl? And I think the dumbest thing to do is being held up by the negative past and retaliate with your next person with all those negative things, the baggage from previous relationships. And and I think, at least for me, I think, you know, you should try to open up, still have faith in that it could still all work out.
I feel for He Yang, because recently I've just taken it upon myself to call my mom at least twice a day. Once every 2 days.
Oh.
Just to keep her in good spirit.
Oh, that's very nice. And I'm sure that will do wonders to the mother and son relationship.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So there's also another one that I think one could keep in mind. That is, trying to hide your inner nature, or that is, when people, don't appreciate who you truly are deep down, then they are not worth the effort.
Just don't yield to the pressure of presenting a certain specific image.
And I think when you get a little bit more mature, and then a good thing about being older coming from Hoyoung is that you start to become more comfortable with yourself and you know who you are and don't change yourself for someone else.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like you just shouldn't beat yourself up for your mistakes and be comfortable with who you are. And, you know, if you've just follow your dream now. Stop putting it off. These are all things that just make you a mature person, right?
Ooh. Yes, and certainly I think some of these things are difficult to change overnight, but maybe a good thought for you to consider. And certainly when you care about your physical and psychological being, that is one step towards, I think, maybe a better kind of life.
Yeah, you know, finding that enlightenment.
Yes, and there are plenty of places to find it. I think Roundtable could possibly be a table or a corner you can look for.